Garden, rock and roll style, with Rosie on the house. Grab that, Rick, play a little air guitar. Hey, in the effort and the ongoing attempt by all of us here at Rosie on the House to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend, we're starting a new feature today. Jennifer is going to start buying miscellaneous products that she sees while she's sitting on the couch watching TV all day.
Whoops. Oops.
Let's just say Jennifer's going to be buying products she sees advertised on the occasion she catches TV going through the TV room. Is that better?
Well, it's usually the last 5 minutes before I go to sleep.
And so we have purchased several products, and we're going to put them to the test. And we're going to let y'all know if you've got a buy or do not buy recommendation from the entire research team here at Rosie on the House. Why don't you take them through the first product we tested, babe?
Well, have you seen those? You know, for one thing, this is as seen on TV product.
Yeah.
And you always wonder, hey, are these as great as you think? So I liked that little bright green pocket hose. I thought, how cool, you know, fit, you know, real convenient,
since,
easy,
since you
lightweight.
Need to carry a hose in your pocket all the time.
Right. You just never right. know.
And it was $20 and it's money back guarantee. And everything on YouTube said, hey, this thing works great.
Okay.
Beep. No. They've talked you into buying two because it's such a good deal.
Okay.
One of them leaked.
Right out of the box.
Right out of the box. The plastic on the heads to screw in are plastic. I mean, just almost breaking your hand, such thin plastic.
I would say the plastic on that is cheaper than the little bobblehead toys you win at the county fair.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
And then the idea is, you know, you stretch it out, you do your garden hose. Well, for one thing, someone in our family said they could spit farther than that thing. There's no water pressure. And it doesn't coil back up. So I decided.
We actually have it here in the studio to prove it. We have a visual impression to convince you.
You couldn't fit that in your pocket.
Shaquille O'Neal could not fit that into his pocket or that Buick he advertises.
Maybe it might fit in the trunk of the Buick.
It might.
So I'm going to be getting the money back guarantee promise.
Yes.
On that to make sure they do, in fact?
I will let you know.
That would be good.
Well, I did find two hoses that I thought were just fantastic. One was by Williams and Sonoma, and these are coil hoses. So they have a permanent kink, you know, permanent coil in them, so you can stretch them out. The one by Williams and Sonoma is called the Professional Series Coil Hose. It is $70.
Ow!
But it's nice and flexible. It stretches out real nice and comes back in. My little granddaughter was out there using it the other day. It was just a fantastic product. And I did not know this. It is FDA approved. I thought, what does that mean? Well, a lot of the garden hoses you've heard not to drink out of your hose, I thought it was because of bacteria, but it's not. It's because of lead.
Why didn't they tell us that when we were all kids?
Well, that's what's wrong with all of us. That's why we can't remember.
I drank out of a hose the other day in a nursery.
Well, if you have one of these, you don't need to worry because they're FDA approved. They do not have any lead in them.
Okay. And that'll make the plants happy.
Yeah.
This one actually has brass fittings, and it's made in the United States. By the way, pocket hose, China. So one more.
No, on those FDA ones, we were doing a boil one time. We had to get boiling water, and we were boiling crawfish. Well, the water source was like 300 feet away, and we just roll up, and we had some hoses, whatever. Well, the health inspector came by, and they needed
no
to be certified.
Way, huh?
So there was a Big Lots, and we bought, and they only come in like 25 feet increments. So we had like 12 of these hoses strung together. We had to get like four from Big Lots. We found a few at Walmart. Everyone went in different directions trying to get this on. Like an hour, we came back. We had this hose chain and leaks everywhere. It was special.
Well, this nice one, this one's 5 feet, so that's a nice size.
Okay.
It fits great in a little courtyard like we have. And then there's one by Burpee, and it has more of a gator. It's called Gator Hide, and it has more of a gator feel. It's a little bit tighter to pull, a little bit harder to pull. It's 4 feet. It's also FDA approved, and it's nickel-plated connections. So my favorite was the Williams-Sonoma. Of course, the most expensive one, sorry. But it really is
That's
nice.
My girl.
I think it'll last a very long time.
You know, the other funny thing about that pocket, what did they call it, hose in a pocket?
Pocket hose.
Pocket hose. John Jay, it says, do not store outside.
Drain it and put it away
every
time.
Drain it and put it away.
Everybody does that. Drains their hoses and hangs them up in their garage.
Yes.
So that's where mine are.
So the pocket hose, according to Jennifer and the entire team, we distributed them and we let other people test them. The entire vote was unanimous. Do not buy. And that's what a capital not.
So, Rosie had mentioned that going out of last break that we were going to be giving away a gift for Mother's Day. Well, there was something in that segment that we just covered about the on-air product. If you were paying attention, that will be asked in an hour. So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, click the radio archive, and re-listen to it at bottom of the hour if there was something in there that you needed to dedicate to memory. So something in that product review is the key to the Mother's Day giveaway coming up next hour.
All right, let's get to the phones. We've got a full bevy of callers. Let's knock them out.
Charlene and Waddell, good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
Well, thank you.
Well, I have a gardenia that is getting very leggy, very long. I want to know if it's any time proper to trim it back.
Well, they're probably going to start, if not already, be budded and start blooming. This is the time of year. May is usually when gardenias bloom, so you certainly don't want to prune it now.
Yeah.
Ideally, you'd want to probably prune gardenias earlier in the year, since they are a spring bloomer and bloom on new growth. You would want to prune them in the wintertime to stimulate more new growth. So mid-January to mid-February would be the preferable time to prune them.
And Waddell's a really nice area that you have a few little pockets left of nice irrigated communities around farm. You know, Levine has a couple of those areas mm-hmm. left. Waddell's one of those areas. That's that's some pretty cultivated developments.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's home improvement column.